Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're my boy, Blue.
Old school reference with Will Ferrell.
Happy Kansas Day.
Today is Kansas Day. Dana, what is the state tree?
The cottonwood.
That is correct. The state song.
The state song is, it is, I know this.
Home
on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Yeehaw!
The state bird?
Is the, it's yellow. It's the, and it's got little right here. The Kansas state bird is the
tufted titmouse.
It. No, it's yellow. It's yellow with a black head. We used to have to study this in grade school.
The yellow belly warbler.
No, the oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
I'll show you a picture of it.
I know what it looks like. I know it's so pretty. Give me another one. It'll come to me.
Western
Shawnee.
No.
Nice.
The Western Meadowlark.
The Meadowlark. I knew that. In second grade, we had a little project that we had to color the Meadowlark.
Sam, do you have some trivia questions for the two of us?
I do, but they're pretty weak.
We celebrate Kansas Day.
What does one do on Kansas Day? I mean, is everyone listening on the Kansas side? Like, let me ask you this. If you're speeding today on the west side of state line, do we get a ticket? I would say no. It's Kansas Day.
What is the state fruit?
Blackberry?
Sandhill plum.
Who decides these things? Do we get a vote?
No, the legislature does.
What is the state flower?
Oh, I know that. Sunflower.
What is the state reptile?
Why do we have to have a state reptile?
We have one.
Okay. Is it the snake?
Gardner snake?
No. The ornate box turtle.
Oh, the turtle. Always put them back the direction they were walking.
Which Kansan served as vice president of the United States?
I know this.
Oh, I know this.
It was Curtis something.
No.
Yes, it is. Curtis Lee?
No, it was Nancy Kasem.
No, it is not.
Dana is closer than Scott currently.
Curtis. Okay, in Topeka, there's this little thing.
One of the names is Curtis. It's not the first.
It's the something Curtis. I'm just going to go with Curtis, and I've already gotten it right because that's the last name.
That is the last name.
Here is a very funny fact from my childhood.
His name is Charles.
Charles Curtis. There is a tiny little green space. It's like a strip of grass in Topeka, Kansas. And it always said Charles Curtis Greenway. That's all it says. Charles Curtis Greenway.
Okay.
And for years, I would say, who was Charles Curtis Greenway? I swear to you, all of the writing is the same. It's the same font. It's the same size. And finally, I think it was my grandfather at one point. I go, What is Charles Curtis Greenway? Who was this person? Did he die there?
Do you know who he was the vice president for?
Dana, he was the vice president, and that's grass, and it's his...
That was my next question.
Greenway. Is it Johnson?
Did you look it up?
Herbert Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going. Just so you know, Charles Curtis was a man. Greenway was not. I mean, it might have been a man.
The famous politician Bob Dole was from which Kansas town?
Oh, please.
Russell. Yeah, Russell. Damn it.
Yeah, some of these questions are way too easy. In which geographic region of the U.S. is Kansas located?
Midwest.
Right, but Sam, you keep in mind that you're asking us questions that we have not been asked since fourth grade.
I've never been asked in my
life.
Where
was the original Pizza Hut?
Oh, Wichita.
I don't know. We talked about a lawsuit.
Wichita.
Over that a while ago, but I don't remember.
This also claims that there's 110 questions and there's only 36.
Oh, okay. We're getting robbed on Kansas Day.
Where is Riley County?
Manhattan.
Central Kansas.
Northeast.
Meh.
No, it's not.
That's wrong. Okay.
Yeah. The world's largest hand-dug well is located in Kansas. Which city?
The world's largest?
Well, Hutchinson, duh.
Hand-dug well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
I don't.
Did you guess?
Yes.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Salina?
No.
I have no idea.
Greensburg.
Okay.
Nobody's
what
ever heard of it.
What else is Greensburg, Kansas known for?
A very high Swedish population.
Getting destroyed by an EF5 tornado.
That's pretty bad. By the way, we celebrate Kansas Day annually on January 29th.
Why? What is the state animal?
The buffalo.
Bobcat.
Where did you get bobcat?
I don't know. Is that right?
No, buffalo.
Oh. It is celebrated annually January 29th to commemorate the anniversary of the state's admission to the Union in 1861.
Huh. Ooh. At one time, it was said that it was illegal to serve a popular dessert dish in Kansas on Sundays. What was that dish?
A sundae.
Rhubarb pie.
No. Pie is involved in the dish.
Bourbon pie?
No.
I don't know.
Cherry pie with ice cream on top.
It's actually my first guess.
Who sacked and burned the town of Lawrence?
Quantrill. Oh,
please.
What year?
1856?
Six?
Very close. 1863. Mm. We already went over the state tree. Where is... Oh, the Kansas Barbed Wire Museum is located where?
We need a museum for that?
Mm-hmm.
Dodge City?
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere west.
La Crosse.
Okay.
State bird.
By the way, the Wikipedia page for Kansas State, just so y'all know, is two paragraphs and then one sentence that I do not consider to be a full paragraph.
You want to read it?
People globally don't really care about Kansas State. The third paragraph is the Sunflower Showdown is between KU and K-State, occasionally played on or around Kansas Day to celebrate the state's history. I did not know that. I just thought it was, on the schedule when it was on the schedule.
Where did we get the name Kansas?
From the Kansa tribe?
The Kansa Indians. And it's Kanza.
And what was their nickname?
K-A-N-Z-A.
The call.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Good for you. Are you looking at this?
Looking at the text line.
All right.
What area of Kansas is noted for coal mining and is the home of, quote, Big Brutus, which was a huge steam shovel standing over 160
Southeastern Kansas.
I think he's looking for a city, Scott.
Are you looking for a city or a region?
You know, based on the answer, I'm not sure.
Hey, let's move on.
It's going to be a city we've never heard of.
The Cherokee Lowlands.
Aw. Okay.
And now... What large river meets up with the Missouri River in Kansas City?
Kansas River.
Yeah.
Or the Kaw.
Kaw Point.
Thank you, Sam, for compiling that trivia. I had asked last night to get some trivia for Kansas Day to enlighten our listeners and to share our collective vast knowledge about the state I have called home for 50 years.
From the text line, I'm bored.
Well, get your cell phone.